Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Large arteries and veins supply a network of smaller blood vessels in the leg. The main artery supplying the legs and hips is the femoral artery. The external iliac artery in the trunk becomes the femoral artery as it passes through the groin area, where it can be felt as a pulse point. This artery, supplied by the aorta via the external iliac artery, runs partway down the thigh before running behind the knee, where it becomes the popliteal artery, then branches into the various components of the lower leg. Superficial and deep veins run through the legs. The deep veins follow the arteries, while the superficial veins run just below the skin. An extensive valve system operates the veins of the leg. As the leg muscles expand and contract, they squeeze and relax the valves. When the valves are squeezed, the blood is forced upwards toward the heart. When the muscles relax, blood is allowed to flow from the superficial veins to the deep veins. The great saphenous vein, the principal superficial vein on the leg, is the longest vein in the body. Again, blood from the saphenous vein drains into the deep veins of the leg, which return blood to the heart. The major nerves supplying the leg are the femoral, obturator, and sciatic nerves. These nerves, subdividing into smaller nerves, supply the muscles and skin of the legs. The sciatic nerve supplies the hamstring muscles, lower leg muscles, and the feet. The sciatic nerve is the thickest nerve of the body, extending from the base of the spine down the thigh, then branches out to the lower leg and foot. A major health threat in circulation through the leg is peripheral artery disease, or PAD, that causes narrowing of the blood vessels and arteries. In an associated condition called atherosclerosis, arteries stiffen due to plaque buildup in those arteries. Deep vein thrombosis and blood clots are additional major health concerns. These conditions decrease blood flow to extremities, causing numbness, tingling, nerve, and tissue damage. If left untreated, reduced blood flow and plaque into carotid arteries may result in stroke. Your carotid arteries are the major blood vessels that deliver blood to your brain. If plaque buildup takes place in the arteries of the heart, your risk is having a heart attack. If you have symptoms of blood clots, including swelling of extremities and heat in the skin, see your physician immediately for testing and appropriate prescription drugs to help treat clogged arteries or veins. Nutritionally contribute to circulation wellness with NSC Circulatory Formula, and then add NSC 100 MG Beta Glucan to nutritionally minimize plaque buildup.
Super Save, huge 40% discount on Immunition NSC Pro Probiotic at $20.97. You save $13.98. Had a Z-Pack or other antibiotics lately? Immunition NSC Pro Probiotic nutritionally helps promote a healthy intestinal function with proper acidity while repopulating the digestive tract with beneficial bacteria often killed by antibiotics. No refrigeration required. Call now to order 888-541-3997. That's 888-541-3997 or order online at nsc24.com.
Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at nsc24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Health costs are skyrocketing, so see how you can save precious dollars at nsc24.com. Check out the Super Save and Combo specials on NSC Immunition products and call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get your gift from me of a free sample, no postage, of MG Beta Glucan.